The government of Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi called these elections months after police cracked down on thousands of ethnic Indians who took to the streets protesting what they say is discrimination at the hands of the country's majority Malay Muslims. Observers expect Mr. Badawi's ruling Barisan Nasional, or National Front Coalition, to win a majority of seats in the parliament, as it has every election since independence in the 1950s. But they also say that victory may not come as easily as before. Scenes of police using tear gas and water cannon against thousands of people in the shadow of Kuala Lumpur's gleaming skyscrapers shattered Malaysia's image as a model for ethnic harmony. Among the demonstrators' demands, an end to Malaysia's race-based political system, a rallying point for the opposition in the run-up to this election. The ruling coalition consists of race-specific parties that are supposed to represent the interests of each group. Kanan Ramasamy is an ethnic Indian activist who says many ethnic Indians are disillusioned with the coalition and want a system that will give them equality.
We are very much disagree with the race-based politics, and we should be going forward to have unity politics.
A long-standing system of providing set-asides for ethnic Malays has caused resentment among many ethnic Indians and Chinese who believe the affirmative action programs are depriving them of opportunities in education, business, and housing. The ruling coalition has for years talked about changing the system. Sharul is executive secretary of the youth wing of the United Malays National Organization, the Malay Party in the ruling coalition.
We believe that everything has to be done as a process. There has to be a transition process.
The coalition's selling point in these elections is that its policies have brought stability to Malaysia and made its economy one of the most robust in the region. Things Mr. Sharul argues are good reasons to keep the system in place.
When things are progressing very well, we don't see why there needs to be a change.
Analysts say frustration over a lack of change may drive many minorities to vote for the opposition on Saturday, lessening the Barisan National Coalition's mandate in the parliament. More than 90% of the seats in the outgoing parliament are controlled by the Barisan National. More than 10 million of Malaysia's 25 million people are eligible to vote. Results are expected late Saturday. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Kuala Lumpur.